Clairaudient means you can hear your guide. And that's not the most pleasant thing in the world, because most people think you will hear it in a voice, and you don't. You hear it sometimes, most of the time, like the chipmunks. It's a high, chirpy noise.
Girls!
If all the boys live across the sea, just think what a good swimmer you would be. Ha, ha, ha.
I like it in the butt.
Girls!
I'm going to pull my breasts aside. I'm not ashamed of my stomach. Now look at there. You don't have that right there.
Pickle!
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but turn off the video because I don't have enough bandwidth.
Okay.
And you're too obese. Sorry.
Well, I think that's a good thing to start talking about.
Can you hear me?
I think we should. Yeah, you sound good.
Okay.
Rupert Murdoch's tweet: how did the fat lady who fell through the street get to 400 pounds? Welfare, stamps, etc. Then leave us with all 20 years' immense health bills. What do you think of that?
I tweeted her back, and I wrote, or him back, and I wrote, eating, probably by eating, mostly. I'm eating right now.
I think I need some Twitter followers. I don't have any friends on Twitter. My Twitter name is Simone Grizz, all one word.
It's kind of hard to remember, though. Simone Grizz. That's your middle name, right?
G-R-I-Z. Yeah.
Why not?
I just didn't want my parents to follow me. Well, I should
have. Grizzle Turd 99. I just figured something out. Remember I shat three times today?
Uh-huh.
Well, I just figured out why.
Why?
It's because the whipped cream I've been binging on, that's sugar-free. Uh-huh. Well, it's whole cream, but it's sugar-free, and they use that mallow duty dextrin or whatever it is, the one that makes me shit all over the place.
Oh no.
So I think I might actually be able to lose some of the weight this way.
I think that's what's causing your depression, the chemicals in there.
Oh, it's worth it. What are you typing?
Sorry. Steve Salzy wrote Cutie Pie about my picture with Harvey. And I wrote, thanks, Steve. Too bad no one else noticed.
He was talking about a midget or you?
Oh. Let's not use that word.
Why? Is midget a bad word?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't think so.
I thought you were supposed to say little person.
Now, you were... Do you know about... Did you ask him about if his penis is proportioned? Because we were trying to figure out, do midgets have proportion? What are their penises? If they're big, little?
I don't know.
You didn't ask.
No. I mean, he barely talked to me.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously didn't want to be there.
But why did you go?
I really wanted to meet him. So tell me more about your food eating. What are you eating right now?
It's from Publix. It's a cherry with chocolate, some sort of cherry ice cream with chocolate chunks, and duty-causing whipped cream.
Okay. Mm. How much of it are you eating?
All of it.
The whole package?
Except a bone. No. It's a gallon. Or a half gallon.
So
no, I'm just having one gigantic cup full.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, that's not very Andy of you.
I know.
So when are you leaving?
Friday.
Oh.
So depressing.
Why? Isn't Isn't it fun to be there with your parents?
Well, it's all right. But it sucks that they have more of a life than I do, and they're, like, retired.
Yeah, but you aren't home right now. You're visiting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to, you could go hang out with your coworkers.
Ugh. That's true. My colleagues.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How's Cheryl?
Ugly.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to... I was going to say, no, you want... Didn't you want to know why she hates you, or was it the other way around? I forget.
I don't know. She seems to be normal now.
Mm-hmm. I think she called you a crouton the other day.
How come?
I don't know. I thought it was weird that she would call you a crouton when she's actually the crouton.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, that's a good name for Cheryl. And then I realized, oh, Cheryl, you're calling somebody else that.
Where was that? On a comment somewhere?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Facebook. Even notice.
How's your baby?
Well, he's almost one.
Hmm. That's good.
I almost answered obese, but that's not true.
When is his birthday?
22nd.
Ooh.
I'm going to Hawaii.
When?
On Thursday.
Hmm. Like as in the day after tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, have fun.
I know, I can't wait.
Did you get your bathing suit?
I did. I got a bunch of them.
What does it look like?
Okay. I have a purple and black striped one, a black... wait, I should come up with something better.
Is that for fibro?
I got... Yeah, it's for fibro awareness. And then Cheryl Murkowski lent me all of her swimsuits since she likes to tan.
Those are all thongs, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I don't get a disease from wearing her stuff.
You will.
Oh, good. Did you see that pubic lice has been eradicated because of bikini waxes?
What?
It was on the news yesterday.
What do you mean eradicated? From the earth?
Well, it's very rare for people to get cases of pubic lice now.
That's crabs, right?
Yeah, crabs.
Really?
Yeah. I can send you the story if you want. Want me to find it?
Kids still get head lice, though.
Yeah, but that's different. So pubic lice and head lice are different.
Are they not the same creature?
No. Although the pubic lice can get in your hair. And armpits.
Well, maybe we should shave our kids' hair.
I think that's a good idea.
Wax. Hot wax. What about the 500 woman? Because that was in your neighborhood, right?
Yeah, it was 10 blocks from me.
And what happened? She was large?
Yeah, it was raining.
Mm.
So she went over to Atomic Wings to wait for the bus to go to Queens, and she fell through the sidewalk.
Was she eating a bucket of wings? Is that what pushed it over the edge?
It was like precious.
She was eating wings?
Yeah.
Seriously?
No. She was holding an umbrella, I think they said. I need to send you... Are you on... Yes, you're on Facebook chat. I'm sending you this story about pubic lice.
Okay. I have to log in. Everything's on tight security over here.
Oh.
God damn it. I'm so lazy. Ah, motherfucker. I gotta sit up. There.
Did you watch the Golden Globes?
No, should I have?
I didn't either. How about Lance Armstrong?
Was that on TV? I mean, I know he confessed about doping.
Yeah. I don't know if it was on TV yet. I just read all the news things.
Well, I'm glad Oprah's finally being relevant again.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I hope Gail King is on her with her more. I still haven't figured out where Gail King lives, but my hairdresser gave her a blowout.
A blowjob?
Mm-hmm.
She lives in your neighborhood?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she must live in the neighborhood because she just, like, walked into my hair place and... better hair's done.
But you're in the Upper East Side.
Yeah.
I thought there's no blacks there.
There are.
I thought there was up. I thought they stick the Jews with the blacks in the Upper West Side, the rich ones.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I mean, the when they did the census, there weren't a lot, but who knows? Should we look that up too?
I think you should be friends with Gail King.
I want to.
I think you would like her because she's fat in the butt.
I've been working on mine to try and get it fatter.
And she has a famous best friend, which has to give her a huge complex. Of course, it made her famous, too, but... All right, what am I supposed to be looking at here in my Skype holder? I love it. What's happening, Madge? I hate when it says, how do you feel, Madge? On the Facebook status, I'm usually, like, shitty. Okay, Guardian.
I remember when the census came out, I was able to look at my block to see how many... what the percentage is, but just in Upper East Side in general, it says it's 83% white, so there's 17% other race.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just, but that's the cleaning ladies.
They don't, they're not all live-in.
Oh, I see.
Let's see here. It says, 3% black, 6% Asian, 2% other, 6% Hispanic.
Hmm. If they are living like servants, do they like just push them aside and say, you don't live here, shush, stay out of the way?
You're supposed to count anyone who lives there.
Oh. Do people still have those?
Servants, yeah.
Live in?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you have one?
I did after the baby.
Oh, that's right. Mrs. Livingston. So what else is new in the obesity world?
Let me see. I haven't been going on obesityhelp.com lately.
It's been ages.
Might as well go there right now with you. But we got some really good photos.
We also have
Oh my god, you have to, I just went to obesityhelp.com and Amy Williams is on the front page.
On like the main page. Our star.
Yes.
Jeez, all these years later.
Yes, go look.
Okay, I'm looking.
Are you there? I'm excited.
I'm looking. It's
slow. On the right side.
Oh, there she is. No. No. That's not Amy Williams.
Oh,
you might, I think each person gets a different person. You just got lucky.
I'm just so excited to see her.
How weird that she's still on.
She's lost 411 pounds. I'm going to her profile. I'll send you this too.
How many? 411?
Yeah, I'm sending.
She did you. Not. Seriously? She's the one that had the edema, right? And was on that show.
Yeah. Yeah. MTV's True Life, I'm Obese.
Mm-hmm.
We've watched that about 50 times, you know.
No, I haven't. I've watched Big Meets Bigger 50 times. Let's see. We've been getting a lot of hate against our fat hate.
I know, but then Michael Burlingame said I was a... I'm not going to repeat what he said. But then he became friends with me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. Is he like a self-hating fatty?
Yes.
Okay.
I think he mainly just... no, I think he is just trying to teach people that obese people are all this... You know, that obese people are just like you and me, except they're huge.
Oh, okay.
And that it's really... The reason we make fun of fat people is because we are terribly afraid of our own obesity, which is true.
I am, yeah. That's all I think about.
I hate it. My fat hurt so much today. It made me sad all day, in addition to the other things. But, like, my belt, it's just horrible. It's like this fat stomach. Yeah. I don't see Amy, no.
Oh, well, sorry. I sent you the link on Facebook again. Anyway.
I see Krista B., Krista's Journey. She's got a pretty little... whatever garland on her website. Well, I don't know.
Groups.
Oh, there's a nice one. Cindy G.
Fibromyalgia and obese. Go to forums and see medical conditions. Fibromyalgia.
Oh, there's a good male. I forgot how you can click on them and they shrink. But he's skinny and still has a penis.
Chronic fatigue syndrome and not getting enough to eat. Help.
How come when they're like in the before pictures, they're all like either in sweats or bath clothes?
Because that's all that fits them.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This one. I wish. Can I send you links to these?
Yeah.
Amber VB chick. Oh, that's quite a pear shape.
Fibromyalgia and weight loss surgery. This is for you. I'm considering weight loss surgery here in the near future, and I understand it will not change any of my fibromyalgia symptoms, but has it helped anyone else with other symptoms, such as sleep apnea? And the other thing I'm worried about is the longer healing time when I had an arthroscope done on my knee. It seemed to take longer to heal. Have any of you noticed longer healing periods?
Some of these are just so weird, I want you to see them. Like,
just send it to me on Facebook.
I don't know how, though. It's just like, it's like Love Dove. Love Dove is amazing, this Love Dove. Because it's like, if you go to her page, it's just all this ugly writing and angels. You don't see the before and after on Love Dove. Oh, here, click here for Love Dove's. Here, Love Dove. This is such a weird one. Okay, I'll send it to you. It's obesityhelp.com/morbidly obese, morbid obesity /members. Hold on. God, this is so hard to type when I'm laying down. If my sound fucks up, tell me. Okay, there's one. Okay, send it to you. That's, she's pretty, I'll warn you. It's so weird.
Wow.
Isn't that weird? She's like, before she's like this white, round old lady. And then after, she's this like dominatrix. She looks like a madam with this.
She's wearing a hat.
Oh, I thought that was her round hair.
You know what? It reminds me of Alec Baldwin's mom on 30 Rock.
Oh, she died though.
Yeah. But oof, remember?
Spoiler. That's Ellen Stritch. Yeah. That's just such a weird change though, because she was just such a.
She was jolly and now she looks bitter.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's enough with those. Because the audience, if there is an audience, they can't see them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was, if you do want to look it up, that's obesityhelp.com/morbidobesity/members/profile=PHP. =P1043588142. Dovey P. And they always have doves and angels and ugly ass profiles. I mean, what's with web design and form of fatties? God bless America and God bless our troops in war, Love Dove. Good morning, all my weight loss family. I have always known that food is the answer to all my nerve problems. Jesus. If I ever want to solve my R problem, that was a typo, but I read it anyway. Any R problem, all I have to do is get me some food. What? Some people can do it with pills and alcohol, but for me it's food. Well, this Mother's Day was not a good time. My daughter never called and my son called around 10:30 p.m., maybe someday these kids will know that it feels like to have their kids not know they are on the face of this earth. I do think my son is going to be at the hospital with me. Boring. Yeah, it's probably because you're fat. No, I'm kidding. Not really. Mm. What else? Love Dove. Okay. Oh, she's going all the way back to 2003. God, wait, what's her latest post? Ooh! Oh, are you still on Love Dove?
No.
go back to her and look at the pictures at the very bottom. She has flowers in her panties.
Okay.
It's really weird. Like, she actually has flowers on her panties, like, sticking in there. Like, decorative panties flowers. Like, almost like, you know how when you're a flower arranger, you have that green kind of spongy fluid?
Oh, God. I'm looking. Sorry if you can hear that music.
Yeah, there's that green sort of spongy material that you use to arrange flowers. You stick the flowers. That's what your panties is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, I can't look.
Why? You can look at everything. Love you. She hasn't posted since April of 08, though, Love Dove. Probably started eating again. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Let's see. Oh, well. 12 statuses from Steve Stalzi.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Those didn't show up on my feed.
Yeah. He doesn't post them on yours anymore. You must have blocked him.
I didn't block him, but I do filter them.
Yeah. He posts a lot of stuff. So.
Oh, no, I only filter it when he tries to post on my wall. I guess, I don't know why it doesn't show up. Oh, well.
Fibro Colors is having a giveaway. Oh, they already had a giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Steve Stalzi as having one. Winners of the Fibro Colors surprise giveaway. Number one, Marshall Wilkins Thomason. How do you...
He got his heating pad, though.
I don't get it. Why do these people get prizes? What do they do? And why
do... You just have to write that you want it. In the comments.
Yeah, but I don't get it. Like, how does she have money to...
Well, what was she giving away?
Money. She's giving away money. Like, why? Why would Fibro... I mean, like, it's a Fibro website on Facebook. What? Is this a business? I mean, I don't get it. Why would she be giving away money?
I mean, she might be, like, sponsored by Cymbalta or something.
Oh, I have a confession to make. I did something really embarrassing. You know about it, but, you know, that Pepper from the...
Yes.
Adam's Family or whatever. You know, I posted the picture of me on Yeast Radio when I modified her face with my glasses, and I put it on her page, but she didn't, at that time, she hadn't, like, reposted it on her page. So I paid $7 and promoted my post with her face.
And it worked, because then she...
Yeah, then she did, and it, I don't know, it's kind of a waste of money. I think that needs an intervention. We should call Steve Stalzi. He's been dying.
Yeah, let's do it.
He's obese, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Not he's
more,
tall.
More obese than me? No.
Yeah, he's like 400 pounds or something.
No, he isn't.
Yes, he is. He told me he was like really overweight.
Like huffity puffity?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is that noise?
It's Norm.
That's what I thought. That was a sigh. Why did he make such a sigh?
Probably because I'm on the computer. I'll move to the other room.
Who's sleeping?
The baby.
Well, go in the kitchen and close the door. No, you don't have to. It's okay. Norm doesn't mind. Or in the bedroom.
I'll go in the bathroom.
You're in the bathroom.
No, I'll go into the bathroom.
Are you going to duty? Are you going to duty?
No, he says I can stay here. I'm going to stay here.
Okay. So, what are we waiting for, Steve Stalzi?
He's looking at my text right now, so.
Just ask him for his goddamn phone number. Don't ask
him. I did.
Him
it just phone. Says, I asked him for it, but you know how Facebook shows you when someone reads your message, it just showed up as being read.
Well, I can't wait. I'm in suspense. Add contacts. Okay, contacts. Stalzi. Mac contacts. Oh, I had such a... My parents are trying to get this AT&T U-verse. Like, whenever I come into town, they do everything they possibly can to... They take full advantage of me being tech... Are you still there? Sorry. Are you still there?
Yeah, he says he's on Skype now.
Okay. What is he on about? What's it, what is he going on about now?
I'm talking too loud. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can still hear you. There we go. Oh, he looks fat on his little picture. Hello?
Well, hello, Madge Weinstein.
Hi, Steve.
Hello, Griselda.
How are you?
Hi.
What's going on?
Well, we were talking about fibro colors, and it made us think about you.
Girdle.
You didn't win that latest contest.
Yeah, why didn't you win? There were like 5 levels of prizes. You could have won.
I won the shitty one.
Which was the what? Moist towelette?
It was a heating pad, really cheesy heating pad, but oh well.
But who is, I don't understand, like, who is Fibro Colors that she can afford to give gifts away? Like, is she, I mean, does she make money on her Facebook page? I don't get it.
I don't know. Maybe she's some rich fibro heaven lady.
Yeah, and she's got all her logos lined up, and everything says, you know, the bottom of her, you know, whatever you call those things that make you feel better if you have fibro. It always says facebook.com/fibrocolors.
Oh, and it says those affirmations saying, I feel so much more empowered with my colors.
Yeah, now that I have purple, now that I'm oversaturated in purple, I don't mind that it hurts.
Ooh.
Let's discuss your fibro now. What's all that noise? Who's making the noise?
Not me.
Sorry.
Griselda, please.
It's the newspaper.
She's looking at your file. She has a file on you.
Oh, no.
So when did you get your fibro?
Oh.
My aunt.
Officially diagnosed about 5-6 years ago.
Now, to get officially diagnosed, did you have to go in chat rooms and find a doctor who would diagnose you?
I went to my primary care person.
And what were your symptoms?
Just overall body aches, muscle spasms, that kind of thing.
Menstrual cramps.
Yeah, menstrual cramps, yep.
Moodiness.
My menses were especially hard. Before I went through menopause, my menses was especially hard.
Okay, but I get like pains and depression. How do I know that I don't have fibro? You know what I mean? Like, what's the difference?
I don't know. They do blood tests and they can't tell you shit from that. So I don't know. There really is no test. It is kind of bullshit. Really, it is kind of just bullshit.
What? What do you mean it's bullshit? It's just so you can get medical marijuana?
It's an undiagnosable disease, really. I mean, some doctors say, yeah, it's cool and it's a real thing. But other ones say, that's fucking bullshit. You're just out of shape and lazy and fat.
Well, and isn't it true that 99.9% of the women with fibro are extremely obese and always hunched over their Facebook?
I know one here in town, here in Denver, who actually is like that. She has other health problems, but that's like, oh, I have fibro, so I get the medical marijuana.
I'll tell you, the first person I ever met with fibro was this weird-ass lady. I used to be a telephone operator. This is like in the 80s. I was a telephone operator for MCI, you know, and there was this one like crazy. I always like gravitated towards the crazy, psychotic lesbian that looked like she was about to go postal on everyone. And she'd be like, yeah, fibromyalgia. Yeah, I've got fibro.
Is it a dyke thing in particular, I wonder?
It's, yeah.
It's another one of those lesbian diseases. Okay. Oh, lesbian.
My uncle thinks it's bullshit, and he's a physician.
I don't know. My fucking pain comes from somewhere, and I don't know what the fuck. They've tested me for arthritis. They've tested me for all kinds of shit.
Could be your vagina.
Yeah, it could just be I have a plug. I need to get fucked.
Are you typing, Griselda?
I'm talking to Super Smash.
Oh, but can't you, like, type it on your phone or something? No.
He's on GChat.
All right. Can you? All right.
I'll type quieter.
Thanks. So,
And the medical marijuana is the only thing that really helps with my pain.
Well, you know, the thing is,
People think I don't understand the fibro, even though I have it.
But, you know, I have suffered from terrible pain from cluster headaches, which are similarly, there's really no, like, physiological cause, that, as far as I know of, although the pain is quite real. And after years of being treated as, like, with all kinds of medicines, ranging from sinus medication to injecting myself with this I forget the name of it, it's an anti-inflammatory, Toradol. Yeah. And then I'd have to take, and if that didn't work, I'd have to take injections of antihistamine. It was just awful, and tanks of oxygen and all this.
Horrible.
Then I went to a psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist said, oh, no, this is an anxiety disorder.
Huh.
So I think, so, and that's really the only thing that made it pretty much go away. I mean, this was the first year I had any headaches, and they were all manageable, but treating it as an anxiety disorder made it went away, which makes me think, you know, maybe, not. I hate even to make the distinction between physical and mental, because it's really all the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't deny for a second that these fat lesbians' pain is real, but I don't know. I think a lot of it sometimes is caused by underlying repressed traumatic experiences in our lives, which I know.
Well, yeah, a lot of us have that, but I think you're right. It's a lot of it could be psychological as well.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
What was your trauma, if you don't mind sharing?
My trauma, just being a drug addict. That's about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just still sober off of hard drugs and alcohol, but cannabis is my only. The only thing that I don't actually
know. No, but I'm not asking that. I'm asking what your trauma was when you were a little girl that
was
made
I ass raped or something?
That's what I was going to ask you, but I was being polite.
No. Actually, no.
No family members molested you?
Mm-mm. I have several friends who did, but I'm about the only one who didn't. Out of all my friends, they're like, oh, yeah, my uncle or my cousin or whoever diddled me when I was like six.
Dentaled you?
Diddled.
Oh.
He put his dick in my mouth. Oh, diddled me.
Wait, did you just say you were molested?
He was dentaled. I knew that you weren't listening because I said you were dentaled, and Griselda didn't laugh, so I knew she wasn't listening.
Well, it's like Back to the Future. You are my dentistry, not my destiny.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You're a radio host, right? That's what you do for a living?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I'm also doing a podcast that's live, and then they archive them up to the little site. But it's a music show. It's an all music show.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday nights from 8 to 10 Denver time. So it would be like an hour ahead for you.
So that's your job for the whole week?
Yeah.
And then so you're on disability then?
No, I tried to get it, and I'm not sick enough. That's the verdict on that. I've been through it twice, and it takes over a year each time to go through all that crap.
Yeah.
And you have to get in front of a judge, and they say, you're just a fat fuck.
How fat are you?
240.
See, Griselda was saying that you're 400 pounds. And I was like,
400 pounds. No, I'm not 400 pounds.
You didn't break the hole in the sidewalk, so.
No, yeah. I didn't. Hold on just one memento.
What else am I asking? Who are you talking about?
I live in my mother's basement. She just said, give the cat some water.
Do you really?
Yeah.
No, you don't. You don't.
I just talked to her.
Oh, my God. I'm in my parents' house right now.
My little kitty is sitting here.
Rachel Cann's at her mother's house.
I'm functionally in mine.
Griselda's the only person that lives in an actual house that's not owned by a relative.
Must be nice.
Not really.
No?
Shh.
Woo!
I'm not editing anything out, so don't say anything you regret.
Mooching off parentals. Woo!
Well, no, actually, I'm just here for a few days in Miami. But I do live off my sister.
Yeah, I just have not been able to work full time. I'm just a wreck mentally and emotionally. So
because of the fibro?
Oh, it just fucks me up, honey.
Seriously,
makes me retarded. No, it's like depression, anxiety, that kind of thing, panic attacks, all that kind of crapola. So yeah, I don't know.
But why can't you work? Like, I have all those things and I still work. I hate it, mind you. But like, I have to tell you, like, I'm much better off working, because when I'm not working, that's when I really freak out, you know, because I have nothing going on in me head.
Yeah, I have to be occupied too. I got to do more. I actually do work 3 days a week. So
doing what?
I'm on the air on public radio.
I think you just said you only do 1 day a week.
No. I do free. I just do for fun a music podcast on Saturday nights. Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, I'm actually on the radio.
Oh, that's what I meant when I was asking.
Yes.
I'm glad Griselda's so interested that she's just typing in our ears.
Well, it's better than Cheryl sitting there going.
Sorry, I'm doing this project with a woman who taxidermied my cat. And David, she went to David's house over the weekend, and she doesn't know that we're good friends. So she was talking about how I'm like an Upper East Side lady. You would never know it looking at me, but I'm an artist and insane.
Well, I was on the Upper East Side recently, except the fucking hurricane hit. I could have come and seen you and had a cupcake or whatever. That was an unique experience, being in New York when there was a hurricane. It was just a fucking trip.
Speaking of obesity, the project, tell us what the project is that you're doing with the dead rat or whatever it is?
I'm doing a whole series of sculptures with a hairballs theme. So right now I'm getting this flying rabbit. And it's sailing over, and it's a rabbit taxidermied, over a sea of testicles. And then I've cast a bunch of testicles and put hair in them, so they're hair balls. And then I'm going to get a really cute bunny, and it's going to be gnawing on testicles.
Nice.
Also a dead bunny?
Dead bunny, not body.
No, I know. That's what I said. But a real bunny.
Yeah.
So you're going to...
It's all taxidermy.
Ooh. Nice.
I hope so.
I mean, how many people's balls are there?
I've only cast four people so far.
So you're just duplicating the same balls?
No, I'm getting new ones. If anyone wants to volunteer.
I will. You can cast my balls anytime.
Okay. Are you a gay or a straight?
Me? No, I'm not. I'm neither. I'm in between.
You're a hermaphrodite?
Yeah.
Is that what your trauma was? You're intersex?
I admire both the penis and the vagina. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm intersexed. Yep, I have both.
You enjoy the penis, the vagina, and wheat.
The anus.
And the wheat thins.
And the wheat thins.
Now, what
Did
is
you
it?
Get your 20
what?
5 Shopkick points match? No, did you scan
what?
The wheat thins?
Today?
Yeah.
No, yesterday I went to Macy's, though.
Mm.
But wait, and I got Reagan to join. I finally got the bonus points for him. But listen, Steve, what do you like to snack on since you're fat? I want to know, like, what are your snack foods? Everybody has their favorites.
A lot of it is from the munchies from being stoned, but I'll eat anything, though. Let's see, what have I been like? I don't know, peanuts, like Planters peanuts, that kind of stuff. I don't know.
What else?
Little Jolly Rancher candies, kind of shit.
You eat granny candies.
But I'm tired of that. I'm getting sick of too much sugar. I need to eliminate sugar because I'm just an addict.
You don't eat Werther's, do you?
Occasionally, yes.
An old woman. This is why you have fibro. You're eating Grandma Purse candy. Does your mother keep them in her purse? Is that what you do?
No, I occasionally get them from the store, but yes.
Oh, my God. I didn't think anybody actually buys Jolly Ranchers. I thought you just get them from, like, a glass, a crystal at your dentist's office or your doctor's office or some old lady's purse at a bar mitzvah.
Here, son, here you go. Have a watermelon.
You mean you actually buy them?
Oh, occasionally, yes.
That's interesting. You don't like ice cream?
I love ice cream, but I try not to have it because I know I can't. I can't really go there. I can, but I try not to.
Sounds
but it's
like
it's in our home at all times. My mother just loves the ice cream. And no, she's not obese.
What kind does she have in her house?
Breyers or Dryers, one of those. She likes the vanilla. Boring. The vanilla bean.
Oh, God.
I didn't even talk about my driving lessons, but I think I have to go now. I'm learning how to drive, Steve.
Oh, yay.
All right.
So it's always a good thing to do.
If I hang up, are you guys going to be disconnected?
No.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye, Gristle Turd.
Bye.
Zelda. Woo. Okay. No, I don't come from an obese family. I just got fat on my own fatness from being just a lazy schlub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you do any exercise?
Just walking, that's all I do. Just around the neighborhood as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so what's your show on public radio that you do?
It's a jazz station.
Okay.
Play music, play jazz for 2 to 3 hours, 4 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but they're poor, so they can't afford to hire me for more than 3 days a week.
All right.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out something else to do to generate some more income. I don't know what to do. It's kind of more laissez than anything.
You and me both. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I've always wanted to talk to you, so this is cool.
Yeah, I do remember having talked to you before, but that's because I forgot that you, Steve Stelzi, is the same person who was Steve in Denver, which I used to refer to you as.
Yes, on
so
the
that's when chat. I connected it together.
On the chat.
And everybody will be glad to know that I did get finally ordered glasses.
Yay.
I got them at a very reasonable price, and guess where I got them from? It's so humiliating.
Walgreens? No, Lenscrafters.
Worse. Lenscrafters was like the Ritz compared to this. Like, seriously.
Oy, where'd you get them?
Costco.
Oh my god. And did they cost $900 fucking?
No, they're cheap as hell. Why would I give? No. They were at Costco. They were like, well, I got one pair which has progressive, which has like three different kinds of lens in it, all glued together with nice frames. It's like a Kenneth Cole frame. Ooh. And it's not, you know, was at least, it wasn't the cheapest. Nothing fancy, but at least it wasn't the cheapest piece of shit they had, you know. Yeah. And then I also got computy glasses, which are just for the computer. And it was only like $300 for all that.
Oh, that's a hell of a deal.
And then this fucking cunt who I got the exam from, you know, this evidently was a hoity-toity place.
Ooh.
You know, they wanted me to order the contact lenses from them. I'm like, oh, just give me the prescription. Do you know they were charging the exactly double what Walgreens charged for contact lenses? That's not even including the exam. Like, how can they do that? Like, this is a medically necessary thing, and you're just blatantly just profiting off of people not being able to see. I hate you.
You know what's even worse than that is the hearing aid industry. My mom needs hearing aids, and man, they just take you for a fucking ride with those. Good Lord.
But doesn't insurance pay for that?
Yeah, but what it doesn't pay still is a few hundred bucks, and she's poor Medicare. So, she has some money, but it's not a whole lot. Since my dad passed away and all that, she's like, poor.
Because now I hear they have these, listen to us having old people conversation. But don't they have, I heard they have like hearing aids that connect with Wi-Fi directly to your devices now.
I've heard about that, yeah.
Yeah.
That is a fucking trip. Mm-hmm. What will they come up with next? Wi-Fi?
Yeah, that's a perfect combination. Old people and more electronics. That'll just be great.
For them to say, what?
What is this IP address that I, can you help me?
I don't understand.
What?
Hello?
Yeah.
My mom can't hear shit on the phone even with her hearing aid. She's always like, what? And then she talks to my uncle, who's like 93, and he can't hear shit either. So they're like talking to each other. The whole conversation is, hello, what? Yeah. I can't hear you, what? So, yeah.
Are they on landlines or cell phones?
She is not ever going to have a cell phone. She's phobic of technology.
Oh, so they can't hear each other even on a landline. That's
just a landline,
bad.
Yeah. Shit. So that's what we have to look forward to, honey. You and I are around the same age. We won't say what age, but
63.
87. That's what I feel like. I've been told I walk around and act like an old Jewish man, even though I'm only years old.
And wildly, madly successful at life thus far. I mean, where can we go from here, you know?
I don't know.
When we're at the top, where can you go? Down.
Into the shitter. Into the complete shithole. So you guys thought I was 400 pounds, huh?
No, Griselda thought you were 400 pounds. I didn't think you were 400 pounds.
No. You can tell by looking at my pictures. Have you ever seen what I look like?
Mm-hmm. Just your face.
Yeah. I'll send you an actual picture, like a body shot, so you can see that I'm not like, I'm fat, but I'm not like 400 pounds. Not like our friend who is now in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Bless his heart.
Mm-hmm. Andy Mountain. He won't talk to me anymore.
No, I know. He says, I won't talk to that fucking bitch, because I talked to him a little bit here and there, and he's like, that fucking bitch, and him and Cheryl, her and Cheryl, and Griselda and all of them, they're so mean to me. It's like, whatever.
Well, we were always mean to him. Why all of a sudden did that matter?
I don't know. Maybe because he got him a husband now.
Is he still with that guy?
Oh, yes. Yeah, he moved there to be with him. They're still together.
Oh,
yep.
That's good. Good for him.
More power to him. Glad he got fucked.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
After all that time of being lonely and finally found someone to love him. And that's cool. I wish we all had that.
Is it mutual?
Oh, yeah, sure. Now they love each other. They're like married.
Aw.
So that's sweet.
See, Andy Melton, that's what happens. You, in the end, the nice people win. Bitter people like me end up staying bitter and single. So don't worry. There is karma. It's called my life.
Me too, honey. Mm-hmm. I've been around and just wish for better things to happen, but they don't come to me if I don't get off my ass. I know that.
I'm probably
the laziest white man in America. Mm-hmm. But as far as relationships go, I just am like kind of giving up on it for a while. I'm like, fuck it. Who'd want me anyway?
Someone fat.
Someone fat.
Well, I have a new... I do not talk about my love interests on this program anymore, so we'll just leave that at that.
Woo.
Anyway, I'm going to go. I'm so exhausted.
Okay,
I have to film Blacks tomorrow at 1.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Send me some special secret footage sometime. I want to see what you do.
Do you look at my Twitter sheet?
No, I didn't.
Well, that's where I put things.
Oh, little links for...
Well... I kind of stopped because I found out some of the models were looking at it.
Oops.
But...
Say, don't be looking at my dick and shit.
You have an iPhone?
No.
So I can't text you for free.
I barely have a phone. You can text me, but...
Can you send pictures to people on private pictures on Facebook?
Don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Speaking of Facebook, before you go, I had a... I don't know, somebody turned me in for excessive sharing or spamming or asking for friend requests. I'm like, I didn't fucking do that. I was just off for 4 days. They wouldn't let me log on. I couldn't comment. I couldn't post pictures. I couldn't do anything.
Hmm.
So I'm thinking somebody, it's a little message came up and it said, you've been posting things that have been considered exceptionally spammy lately. I'm like, what?
Well, you know, you do post a lot of crap to other people's...
Of cat pictures. Cat pictures.
You post... No, I'll be honest. You post... I didn't report anything of yours as spam, but I often... Because everything of mine has to be approved.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd say about 1 in 10 of yours do I approve, because usually it's some horrible, fat, black woman with no teeth. You know, I can't have my board full of that shit.
Black.
And I think the same thing happened with Griselda. Actually, I think it was probably her fault.
Oh.
I blame her since she's off the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, I would think it's probably... That's why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anytime you want to talk, honey, I'm always here, so just let me know.
Let me make sure. I think I have your phone number.
Yeah.
I can't... I hate on this Apple. They always change the name of this. Is your phone number? I'll put it in the text thing and you tell me if it's right.
Okay.
At least that way I can text you a picture of some killer bees.
Killer bees, yeah.
Is that it?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you later, Steve. Thanks for answering the telephone.
Okay, Madge.
Tell your mother hello.
All right.
Bye.
Good to talk to you. Bye.
Feces is leaking down the side of my chiffon dress, and I need to get this backpack back. And so I'm wondering if maybe you can help me find the backpack. Okay. It has my supplies and work clothes and my colostomy bag, and I think some depends.
His nipples leaking? I was like, you should.
His nipples are not leaking.
They actually are leaking.
Leaking what?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know what it is, but it's just like some wet stuff.
He's got wet stuff coming out.
I told him it just might be, because I know he did, like, bust a bump mode. I just told him it just probably be draining. Like,
oh, he had a zit?
Something like that, yeah. So we be fucking with him. He be, every time we fuck with him, he just get scared and get quiet. He'll say something like, bitch, that's why your nipple leaking milk and you a dude. He'll just shut up then.
She must have been taking a lot of dick.
Yeah, that bitch pregnant.
They start having the most god-awful rappings. Wings. My name is Sylvia Celeste Brown.
My name is
Duh.
My name is
Johnny Johnson.
My name is
Balls.
Excuse me.
Turnip. My name is Yanni Johnson.
Can I have the attention of the club? For one second.
My name is Montella. Some years ago, my guide said, Francine said to us, take your index finger and you put it right in the place where your third eye is. And you can also salt around your openings of the body. Or your, like I said, your hole. But I put salt on it. Isn't it funny to realize that the vagina area is a tunnel? Every once in a while, I'll take my hand and sort of flip it. You'd be surprised at what you can do with yourself. Just for the simple fact of knowing where the pancreas is. If I put my fist in, it could be the most beautiful place in the world. It can have the most beautiful view in the world. Easy entrance. Of course, I'm double jointed anyway, but I had my head on the floor.
Icky. My name is
Boom.
My name is
Guru.
My name is
Francine. Now.
My name is
Move.
My name
My name is Montella.
My name is My name is
Whoopee. My name is Johnny Johnson.
My name is
Charlie, your spirit guide. How many times have you been with someone that you say, I'm the way I am because I was molested? Now, I've gotten into some positions, especially with Bela Lugosi, that weren't pleasant at all. No. He had one of these, I don't know what they are because I'm not technical, but it was some kind of meat. Being poked, prodded. The guy gave me the finger. Thud. Don't ever enter my body. Sylvia is only a human tube. Because Sylvia has her own issues. We all do. He re-enters his body and starts making noise.
Let me tell you a secret. You may not believe this, but you will when it comes time. You could pull out.
Yay!
My name is
Dummy.
My name is
Pelvic Girdle. My name is Montella.
Huh? My name is
Boo, you know. My name is Sylvain Muldoon.
My name is
I've been violated.
My name is
Bela Lugosi.
Move.
My name is Hullabaloo.
My name is
Sylvia Celeste Brown. I was also viewing the drinking of blood and a lot of other things that I don't want to go into. Orgies and everything else. People couldn't breathe. They didn't want to come.
Just take aim and do it.
Either that or I'll go over and hold it stiff for you. Oh, shit. If you're wearing a mask, put one on them. So they don't spread their goo around everywhere. Every one of us came.
Yeah.
Something's off. It just doesn't feel right. It's almost like the feeling of having something itchy on you. I have to get it off my chest, and then you have your breasts removed. You see what I'm saying? I don't want anybody to catch what I might have. I might have picked up something that I don't even know I have. I don't want anybody to have it.
That's when we have to go to the doctor and get pills.
Yay!
My name is
No.
My name is
Icky.
My name is Charlie, your spirit guide.
My name is
Wings.
My name is
My name is
Francine.
My name is
Boom.
My name is.
Yeah, my name is Montel. Yeah.
My name is.
Duh.
My name is.
Balls. My name is Johnny Johnson.
My name is.
Now.
My name is.
My name is Johnny Johnson. Pug.
My name is.
Turnip.
My name is.
Whoopee. Sylvan Muldoon, huh?
My name is. My name is.
My name is. Bela Lugosi.
Move.
My name is.
Tight.
My name is.
My name is Sylvia Celeste Brown. I am a working psychic.
I've been violated in some way. I figure that if it's in the summertime in about 4 days, I should start smelling really bad.
How ridiculous is that? That's just as stupid as what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, I've gotten into some positions, especially with Bela Lugosi, that weren't pleasant at all.